HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and it is a half-assed holiday Friday. This is great stuff. I've already got friends leaving town and stuff, and they're done.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, everybody took their three-day weekend, an extra day. And the funny thing is I have a friend named Troy who was talking to me yesterday. They were going to go up north and camp. But the actual campsite they were going to go to got snow, and then they told everybody without like four-wheel drive vehicles it's not a good idea to go back there because not only is it snowy, but it's super muddy. And he's just going to drag his family up in a truck and not four-wheel drive. And just, so they set up camp in their backyard. It's like it's just as cool here as it would have been there. We'll beat the heat in the place we usually beat the heat from. It's going to be a perfect weekend to do that. So he's got tents and a picnic table he's got in his backyard. He's got a good-sized backyard.
And just in case, you can always head back to the retreat.
Yeah, you can go back inside to poop and shower and stuff. So it works out great. So nobody knows what they're going to do for their Memorial Day because this is the most confusing Memorial Day in the history of Phoenix. Normally it's swim time, barbecue. We ain't got that.
Why get out of town?
You right.
Stay here.
This is where you want to be. This is, I mean, this is perfect. This is like going to San Diego. Ain't going to be much better than this. San Diego is going to be packed anyway. This is going to be great.
It's the one Memorial Day to stay.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I guarantee.
Well, it's not going to be. I've been here for 36 years, and I can remember one other Memorial Day where it was like really this, and it was weird because it was already like that year. It was 110 all through April, and we thought we were going to die. And then May got weird, calmed down until the middle of June, and nobody knew what was going on. And Memorial Day was in like the 80s, but people still. We'd already been swimming. We already had a summer month. We haven't even had that this year. So I have no idea what's going on, but enjoy it. And welcome to the tropical paradise of Phoenix, Arizona in summer. It's great stuff. We're very, very happy. I might pop over to Troy's house and get in there and look at his tents and stuff. Just, be that camper that's next door.
Maybe tell some ghost stories around the campfire.
Probably not. Okay. Probably going to stick around the whole family. Just going to go over and see the operation.
Just John's going to move in.
Yeah, I'm not going to go over there and start yet. You kids want to hear a story? No, CPS comes and I should go to jail if I ever do that.
The one-armed brake man.
If you're ever the neighbor that comes over without kids, the childless neighbor, to hang out with the kids in 2019, that ain't kosher. You can't be the guy that's just like, I'm the childless man across the way. I'd like to hang out with your children. No matter what your intentions are, that's bad. And I'm not telling stories to them for sure.
And if you are, the best thing to do is to say, you know what? You guys, parents, just go inside and sleep in the bed. Yeah. I'll stay out here with the kids.
I'm going to stay with the children outside. All right, childless neighbor. Enjoy our kids.
You're like the old man from Pet Sematary?
Yes. Why in the world was that like not something people were like, he should be gone? I mean, that guy was Pet Sematary's bad guy was like the most obvious bad guy of all time. He just hung around the kids. But more great news in the simulation breaking yesterday, and Phoenix back on top of it. As the 11-year-old pregnant girl is the headlines today. That's great. Just when you thought all the fun stuff was going to kind of temper itself. Nope. 20-year-old guy got an 11-year-old girl pregnant.
Oh, my God. Where is this at?
Here in beautiful
Phoenix. It is?
Oh, yeah. That's the good side about being a big city and starting to pretend to play like we're a huge city is that every day you get news like this. We are so close to becoming Florida.
I'm just upset it's not a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, that is upsetting, actually, in your own weird way. That should be some type of world record in modern times. In the live ball era, that should be a world record. Carlos Jacinto Cobo Perez, facing felony charges of aggravated assault and sexual conduct with a minor. He's a stepfather of an 11-year-old, or the stepfather of the 11-year-old girl. That's not him. Tried to keep the guy away from his 11-year-old daughter, because that's what you do with 20-year-olds that are pursuing your 11-year-old. And the girl told the mom that they were in a relationship and it was okay.
At 11?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She came home. You know what the clues were?
It's Kirby.
Yeah. That's the thing I was thinking. It's like the same age as my friend Mark's daughter, Kate, and your daughter, Kirby. They're the same age. And pregnant now. And then, but the clues were there because she started to have like hickeys on her neck and stuff because they were dating. You know, he took his time with her. He probably started dating her when she was 10. So yeah, he's he used to tell people he had a girlfriend and they were in love, and that was crazy. The family was like, "That's nuts." I told him he should try to get away from her because she's small and he's 20. That's the sister talking. He said, "I know it's wrong. But you can't stop love."
Yeah.
11. So, yeah, that's the news. That's, you get that. Then you got to do that whole. Again, you can see that. I always find the irony in this. You can find this wonderful story at azfamily.com. Because the family's growing. So I don't know. Like, I didn't know what they're going to do with it. Like, does she have it? Are they religious? That's the thing. Like, that's when you start getting into that whole Alabama thing. Do they have religious convictions that say she has to do this?
And if they don't, can they?
Yeah. Do you go in and get it?
Is she even?
I don't know. These are things I don't know, because you know why?
Defer to a doctor.
Never study. Oh, yeah, you got to definitely do that. Great advice. That's the best advice maybe Eric's ever given. Don't listen to us on the decision-making process here. Defer to a medical professional. If you have a pregnant 11-year-old, by all means, the van driver and the jackass and the thumb can't tell you anything about like this being, you know, we'll give you ideas. But I wouldn't, again, the phrase that pays is defer to a doctor with your pregnant 11-year-old. Well, we loved your advice there, fart show in the morning, but we're going to go ahead and take this over to the hospital if you don't mind. Oh, you bastards, why'd you waste my time?
Common sense, John.
I thought I was solving your problems. Why did you come to me in the first place? Why you? How dare you?
Well, anyway, we might get that question on what would Brady do Monday, so we should prepare. We
might get it on the fireside chats.
Oh, God.
My daughter's 11. She's just got out of the old fifth grade. She's feeling pretty good about herself. Got a little cocky.
Ugh.
Ran into a fella, 20. Yeah, I don't even know how that happens. But then, you know, they were dating, so... I don't know that mom and dad were paying too close attention if she had hickeys on her neck at 11. Has Kirby had a hickey yet?
No.
No? You don't know about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I remember my friend Jenny.
He checks her every
day. Did you eyeball the whole body? Because Jenny and Alan in high school, she was 13 or 14. Alan used to spell his name in hickeys across her chest. Never seen anything like it in my life. She would
pull her shirt down
and it said in large letters, A-L-A-N, and I'm like, that is, she had huge cans. That is getting it done. And she was beautiful. And she always wore like real tall turtlenecks and stuff. Couldn't figure out why. And then Alan would get a little sloppy and get one up on the neck. And her mom would say, what's going on? And then one time in the summer, she just was in a bikini. And the word Alan was written across her chest again. And everybody's like, well, we all are used to it. It's almost like a permanent tattoo. That takes time. That's actually an art. That's a skill. Leaving one behind was enough, but to actually spell out Alan is a long, long time. Alan was 42 years old, and she was 13. It's been going on for ages.
I get why you want to continue this show just to watch Brady and I squirm with our daughters.
One of the big motivators.
She came home with a hickey.
It's going to be so entertaining for you, isn't it?
Oh, God, I can't imagine. I want to know.
Such an asshole.
Brady, I want to just see Brady pull that mic up right after we sit in that office. Kirby has a huge hickey on her neck. God. Man, she got it at softball practice. I'm like, oh, this is great. Contract's up. I'm signing 5 more. I'd be one of those guys where they're like, well, you could have left years ago. I'm like, how could I possibly leave Brady's daughters in her teen years? Eric's daughter's got 4 kids.
Oh, God.
I remember growing up, there was a couple of girls that had hickeys, and the family knew about it. And they would give her a hard time, razz her about it.
Well, the teaser. Well, hickeys are like the best case scenario. And
what age, though? Like, if she's 11, I'm not teasing.
Yeah, that's a little early.
No, 11, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go put some nails in a baseball bat and go find someone. And I don't even have a kid, and that makes me mad. It's like, ooh, 11-year-old with a hickey.
Let's
which drunk uncle was she with? And then you don't assume an 11-year-old boy is like, come here, let me leave marks. Ooh, I like biting you. They're not into that yet. They don't know how to kiss yet.
Yeah.
17, 18, I guess.
Yeah, you can start throwing pictures around 15, 16. You can start eyeballing. We'll say,
still,
I know.
That's still early.
But that's when you got to start expecting it, especially if your daughter's cute. That's why I would feed my daughter chocolate and tuna fish.
Out hickeys at 35, that's a little weird.
Chocolate and tuna every day for my daughter. I get her all zitted up. She'd have a little bit of a weight problem. She stink like nobody's business. Just roll her out and go, no hickeys for this one, pig. And I'd tell her she's
beautiful. Did you read my journal?
Is that what you're up to? Are you giving her chocolate and tuna? Yeah. It's my plan, Brady. You thief, come up with your own deal. Yeah, if I had a teenage girl, she would be eating the most repugnant asparagus. I'd get her so addicted to asparagus, so every day in gym or in the ladies' room, when she'd pee, everybody would be like, oh, that girl over there smells terrible. She pees, something's wrong with her, because her pee, asparagus pee, would go smelling all over the...
You realize she ends up with Ethan, the asparagus pee smelling
dude, that's
though,
true.
Right?
She ends up with the crooked pot.
They're going to find each other, John. I don't think your plan will work.
Damn it. Well, Ethan's probably an easy out, though. I think I could scare Ethan away. I would imagine Ethan is the Night King. What? He's a one and done. He may seem threatening, but I'm going to crush him in a day. Yeah, I would have I would demand zits. Like, I would make her, I would go in at night while she sleeps and put Crisco all over her face and just heat it up, put it all over, and she'd wake up with zits. Well, I don't know. Some people just deal with it. You got terrible, terrible, terrible acne. No boy's ever going to want that. Sorry.
If you're divorced, you can always blame it on the
Your mom's mother. Feeding you something terrible. It's her fault. You know, your mom doesn't like you that much. And then you turn it into that mess. Yeah, I'd basket case her, and then when she's 18, I'd kick her out and never talk to her again. That's the glory of kids. It's just awful. But 11-year-old getting pregnant, that's enough to make you childless and mad at the world. I have no kids. And I'm like, well, this is one of the reasons why. I can't even imagine my kid, you know, you think everything's normal, and all of a sudden she's got a 20-year-old boyfriend, and he's hanging around, and then she's got a baby. Now you're a grandpa, and you know, think about it. They were Mexican family. They're in their late 20s with this kid at 11 years old, and they're going to be grandparents before they're 30. I don't know how you... And then it gets into the whole, you know, abortion argument. If they're religious, that she's going to be a mom now. Because you can't let it go. I don't know what happens next. Kirby gets pregnant at 11?
It's her call.
You're going to let her make that choice? Yeah. I would, Eric, I'd go to Eric's advice and defer to a doc. Man, I don't know what you do at 11. Do you chase her around? Or you don't even know what an abortion is.
Right, and do you want... It's a tough one either way, because she has the baby. I mean, it's life-changing.
Well, it's a kid.
Right.
So you give a kid, like, the keys to the abortion clinic, and you've messed her up forever with that for guaranteed sure.
Well, she's still not mentally developed enough to understand.
Not at all.
So I'm going to tell her, we're just going to go have a little medical procedure and not even explain.
And then you tell the doctor, look.
I'm going to go see the doctor.
We're going to the dentist. We're getting a similar chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, dentist, DDS, to knock her out.
Yeah, it's and then, a really big
right
tooth.
As she's going to sleep, going, ooh, you've got one of those 11-year-old girl tooths. It's called the smart girl gold tooth. Only smart girls get it, but we have to put you to sleep for a little bit. You go in there, you fiddle around, you vacuum that thing out of there. You cut her mouth open, make her feel like she's got some, my mouth and my legs. What the?
That's it. Trick
her. That's the key. Trick her with a fake dentist. You're a Mexican family. You know where to get one of those. They're all over the Days Inn and stuff. I've been watching the news. Mexican neighborhoods have a dentist in a house almost in every neighborhood.
And like you said, the one had a waiting room.
A beautiful waiting room and an outdoor patio waiting room. That abuelita was working and had really good equipment. She was evidently outside of an old dentist's office where they just, I didn't realize dentists did that. They just piled it all up when they remodeled.
Or you go the Nicholson route. This is your sister.
Oh, but she's still got to have the baby.
Yep.
At 11. Yeah, you can. I'm not worried about the baby. I'm worried about the kid.
Yeah, she's going to be a...
That's a disaster.
That's
you can
good.
Go the Nicholson route, but then she's an 11-year-old who carries a baby for 9 months. Do you realize that that's nearly 10% of her life? That's crazy.
I don't think it'll be that hard to walk the hallway, sixth grade.
No.
7 months pregnant.
No, it's easy. That's a cakewalk.
Oh, I'm going to be a mom. That's so weird. I'm nesting right now for myself and her.
I was watching Dora the Explorer. They can almost be on the same cheer team if they get it together. It's rough. And then you're going to have to take some maternity leave from the sixth grade, put yourself behind going into junior high.
Recess, you're doing breathing exercises.
Right. Lamaze for recess. Well, kids are over there playing, you know, you can't play Smear the Queer anymore, can you? Smear the Pregnant Girl, I guess. That's a...
Kickball's definitely out.
Oh, that's out. We were playing kickball in school today, and her water broke. What the hell? That's early for even a Mexican family. Congratulations to all of them, though. If you want to keep it, I suppose you can. And do you send out notices and ask for gifts?
Definitely have showers.
You have a shower, sure. Right? Mm. And then you put that guy who got the 11-year-old pregnant in with Nathan that we were talking about yesterday and let him get tortured by the Red Ant Tuesdays, too. Just what a world. What a wonderful place. This information thing, I'm telling you, we weren't meant for all this. We're getting too much. We're inundated with too much information. I did like the olden days when it was just kind of your local news, and then a few days later, maybe the craziest of crazy stories would trickle over to your news. But you really only had kind of a regional and national operation going. You didn't have, like, everybody else's small town news. And now you get it every day. And I think we're overloading. I think our brains are like computers. We're getting too much garbage in, and our brains are now have viruses. Because this is way too much to know about what's going on around me.
Well, I mean, you know, she's 2 years older. She's marrying Jerry Lee Lewis. And you have to be related, too.
And cousins. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what creates helicopter parents. We can get all over the helicopter parents, but...
Look, helicopter parents...
You read these stories.
That line that goes all the way down Lafayette Boulevard by Pima Elementary School because no one lets their kids walk 25 feet anymore. Today, I understand it. Every time I'm caught in that thing, I'm like, well, you just... None of your kids are that beautiful... And there's not that many abductors. The odds of your kid getting plucked out of there is very small. But after this, you don't want your 11-year-old getting pregnant. I understand you're getting a little bit hovery. 11-year-old. And it's different. Like, if it was a 13-year-old and 11-year-old and they were doing dumb stuff and the 11-year-old got pregnant, it'd be like, oh, my God, dumb kids. Nobody's paying attention. But a 20-year-old. The guy's 20. Almost 21, too. They kept pointing that out last night on the news. And his picture, I mean, he's not even good looking. The girl had no taste. And what's he going to do? He's not going to love her. She's going to lose that 11-year-old figure in a couple of years. He's going to get a little bigger, a little thicker, and he's going to be like, no, she's not who I met.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, I'm just breaking down the relationship. They're in love, Eric. I've been reading the story. He keeps saying he's in a relationship and he loves her. I'm like, yeah, but she's not going to be the same person in 2 years. She's not going to be all flat like you like and, you know. Bad at long division. She's going to get better at things, and you're going to think she's all empowered and uppity because she knows math better than you in the next year or two. Yeah, that guy needs to be on an anthill. Anthills for everyone. So happy Memorial Day, everybody, and look at your tender little 11-year-old as you take him out on what would be a lake weekend, but now it's not. It's too cold. I guess you could still kind of roll out, but you got to wear wetsuits, and that's no fun. It's like going out in November.
Nope.
You see your 11-year-old.
Kirby's staying in.
You're trying to teach him. You know what?
After this story.
Yeah.
You're not going out.
What age are kids good at two-wheel bikes? Like 9, 8?
Sometimes before that.
Yeah. Alex started riding 6, 7. 5.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. I thought it was a little closer to that. A couple of years removed from not having training wheels on a bike.
Yeah.
They've got those ones that you just kick. You start out in that small bike.
Yeah, no.
Kids?
And they learn
it's
the...
I see what you're saying.
Kids, right bikes.
Where is that, too?
They learn quicker
that way.
Seen those kids out there that you kick? Those seem to be really...
pedal-less.
They listen, those ones.
I like mine.
I don't kick mine. Mine's a non-kicker.
Like Kirby could ride a bike at 3.
Could she? Because you could kick her.
Yeah.
Boot her around. Tuna fish and chocolate for your daughter starting today. Last thing you want is a pretty daughter. The last thing you want. Yikes. Just burping and farting and eating fish all day long and sweating. Get her all thick and sweaty.
Again, Toledo says we'll find a match.
Yeah, but it'll be her age and it'll be all right because that kid's going to be it's going to be an androgynous weird boy. And there'll be that strange couple you're not proud of. You're not going to have pictures of them up at your house because yuck. But burping, farting, fish-smelling, sweaty kid, that's what you want. Ugly. Get them ugly kids. I feel so sorry for those dads with beautiful daughters. Ugh. What a disaster that has to be for you. Every night you go to sleep shaken. Somebody coming in the window. Is she pregnant yet? She's going to be. Well, because that's all you do. Your shoulders would be jammed up into your ears all the time. You're all stressed out. Ever yelling at everybody at work. Ugh, kids. Yuck. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? Happy Memorial Day. You don't have to do any work today. It's a half-assed holiday Friday. Your boss is going to be gone if he comes in at all by noon. And you guys are wearing jeans and T-shirts to work. You know it. It's casual. Everything's cool. So no work today. Let's get a good wake-up song. Get you set on your ways to the laziest day at work ever. And you can start your three-and-a-half-day weekend as soon as you want. Give it to us good and strong. 585-9800. We'll scream it next. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.